This is a beautiful story. I thought that was really
awesome.
Cool. Big thank you to everybody for joining us today. A special shout out to Tom Heiser for joining us. A big appreciate the veterans update from him. Appreciate the work that you do on the Kitchens Open, Melissa. Nice job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Your reward is getting to put up with me tomorrow.
Your punishing reward is going.
I'm happy.
We'll talk to you soon and later. Be good to each other. I hear from WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court begins hearing arguments in half an hour in the multi-billion-dollar bankruptcy settlement with Purdue Pharma and whether the Sacklers, the wealthy Sackler family, can evade lawsuits in the country's opioid crisis. Ellen Isaac's son died of an OxyContin overdose.
What they've done is really wrong. It's totally wrong.
In southern Gaza, ambulances rushing the injured to hospitals after an Israeli strike on a home in Khan Yunis. CBS's Robert Berger from Jerusalem.
The problem is that hundreds of thousands of Palestinian refugees fled to this area when Israel attacked northern Gaza a few weeks ago. And now these Palestinians say they have nowhere else to go.
Tough times at Spotify. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
Its CEO says in a post they're laying off 17% of their workforce, which equals about 1,500 jobs.
It'll be the third round of layoffs for the streamer this year. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another case of bird flu is confirmed in Wisconsin, this time at a commercial poultry farm in Barron County. This after recent confirmed cases in Taylor and Trumbull counties. State and federal agriculture officials say the birds have been euthanized to keep the disease from spreading. The next Wisconsin Supreme Court campaign is already underway. Waukesha judge and former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel announced he's running last week. Observers say his early entry shows how much is at stake.
You're wearing ground zero here in Wisconsin, so I would expect this to be a big race and really to have the world's attention, the country's attention. So, yep, this is going to be a big one.
Patrick Garassi helped run Janet Protasiewicz's campaign. He was on Upfront on WISN-TV. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin airports are receiving a boost of $38 million, and the Central Wisconsin Airport will see more than $1.5 million of those funds. The funding comes from the federal airport improvement grants and are part of the bipartisan infrastructure law. The northern region in total received $5.5 million, Stevens Point Municipal Airport seeing $294,000, and Alexander Field Southwood County Airport receiving $144,000. The funds will be used to upgrade aging infrastructure, improve runways and taxiways, terminal upgrades, airport transit, roadways, and more. Stock boxes will be available in Wisconsin Rapids starting in January for those over age 60 with limited income. You'll need to register at least a week before the scheduled pickup date. In January, the pickup date is Wednesday the 17th. You can register by calling 211 or the United Way. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Packers beat the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers beat the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football, the final. Green Bay 27, the Chiefs 19. Jordan Love with three touchdowns, a quarterback rating of 118 on what's been working for him.
Understanding where I need to go with the ball, but they've been doing a great job giving me time. And then receivers, obviously, just they're having awareness of when they need to be open, It's definitely something we as a team have just been, we've practiced.
Chiefs coach Andy Reid.
They used the clock. They were letting it run down to that 5 seconds and below, and they were getting first down.
The Packers play the Giants next on Monday night. NBA, the Bucks beat the Hawks 132-121. They take on the Knicks tomorrow night. Cam Payne on shooting a season-high 18 points.
Finally got one in front of the fans. I appreciate the support, man, but I'm going to keep bringing that energy. Y'all keep bringing that energy, man, and we're going to keep getting wins.
That's the Bucks' Cam Payne. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 36 this afternoon, under overcast skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, chance for snow showers 26. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
While there are many unexpected factors that can affect the next growing season, farmers have grown to expect the expected with Rank Seed. Our consistent top-end yields come from strict quality control, trusted technology, and local dealers invested in your success. Rank Seed has been a family-owned and operated business since 1846. More than 175 years later,
we still have the highest... The library in Wisconsin Rapids is typically quiet, like most. But did you know it can get loud when there's live music? The McMillan Memorial Library is the home to the Cowboy Union Jam, featuring classic country, bluegrass, and gospel music. It's even bringing new interest to the old pedal steel guitar. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenaire.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. Joining us, as he does every Monday in the first hour, our friend and colleague, Todd Alba of the wonderful Todd Alba Show, which you can catch right after our program ends from noon to 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network. How are you doing this morning, Todd?
I tell you, I am doing absolutely fantastic. Jane, Greg, Kelvin, once again, America has proven that Simone Baez is better than Taylor Swift. The Packers get the win because Simone was out there in the elements. You understand? She was out there with the people. She had her coat on. She was in the snowflakes. Taylor is up there trying to shake it off up there in the cozy booth. And the Packers get a miraculous win. Christmas is upon us. The holidays are upon us. I'm in a fantastic mood.
Wow. Just from that Packers win, I did not stay up till the end of the game. When I went to bed about quarter after 9, what was it, 21-14? And I was a little hesitant to go to sleep thinking that they were gonna wrap this up. But they did. And
they did it.
Like you said, Simone Biles in the elements as opposed to Taylor Swift. Although all the talk this morning is about Taylor Swift's red coat.
Yeah, I don't...
It was a nice red coat. Let me make clear. I'm not necessarily a Swiftie, but I love Taylor Swift. She's registering people to vote. I think she's a good person. I'm all pro Taylor Swift. But in this case, I just love the fact that Simone Biles was out in the elements and with the people, and her Packers, her husband, our Packers won.
Well, and this Rex T. Swift's record too, because
yes,
the Chiefs had won every game that she had been at until last night.
Yes, the curse of the good luck charm of the Swifties may have worn off a little bit last at Lambeau.
I'm not saying anything because I do not need the wrath of the Swiftie Nation coming down on me. And you think it's funny? It's severe, and you never know when they're coming.
It's true.
They are. They'll get you every time.
We play a lot of Swift on our show. I'm all for Taylor Swift. Just in this case, you know, friendly rivals. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we get going on the latest lawsuit to try and overturn Act 10, I did want to share some breaking news. Doug Burgum is out of the presidential race.
What?
Who?
I know. Who? Doug Burgum.
In other news, a potted plant has also dropped out of the race.
Doug Burgum, the governor of North Dakota.
Yes, I know. Yes.
What's North Dakota?
There was a guy who just, I mean, it was, why are you doing this? I mean, you're not going to be the vice presidential choice. It's just, it was a very odd presidential campaign, in my opinion. He really didn't bring anything to the table. He hasn't been, what, the last two or three debates? Because he didn't qualify?
He couldn't get on the stage, yeah.
So, yeah, not a surprise, well, and nor unexpected.
I question how much how recognizable he is even in North Dakota, much less the rest of the country, because I don't think anybody had heard of Doug Burgum before. So,
if you pull out a map and people are like, that's North Dakota, you're going to be like, that's Montana. Well, what about that one? That's South Dakota. What about that one? That's Vermont.
All right, moving on. This happened last week, and we did not get an opportunity to talk about it, so I wanted to back up a little bit. There was a lawsuit filed last Thursday in Dane County Circuit Court arguing the 2011 Act 10 law violates equal protection guarantees in the state constitution by dividing public workers into two classes, general workers and public safety workers. Public safety employees are exempt from collective bargaining limits that the general public employees have to follow. And I wanted to throw this out there, too. If were you affected by Act 10, I'm curious. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Did Act 10 affect you? Were you a teacher? Were you another one of these general employees that did not get to have these collective bargaining anymore?
I was not a teacher or any of the, but I worked in local government back when that was happening. And because there were major cuts coming down the way because of Act 10 and because of budgeting and shared revenue, because of Act 10, I got my salary cut by 5.2%. And I found that out because I was told, you're going to get a raise of 2.6%. And they told us, I'm getting that raise so the cut wasn't so bad.
Oh, wow.
Now, I wasn't a union employee when I was working for the city. I was a non-rep employee or non-repped. But it actually had its effect on more people than some know.
Well, I think everybody thinks it was only teachers.
Yeah.
And certainly teachers, I think, probably took the biggest brunt of Act 10.
They were the most directly affected.
Absolutely. And again, I'm just curious, what was your experience? Did it affect you? 844-967-2789. Act 10 ended the ability of public sector unions to negotiate over any issues except for raises, and the raises were capped at the rate of inflation. Unions also required to hold annual elections to maintain their ability to negotiate for raises. And in those elections, they have to win a majority of all eligible members, not just those who cast votes. What I remember specifically from Act 10, among the demonization of our teachers, which I still don't think we've ever recovered from, I think the way that our teachers were treated during all of that and made to look like criminals has led to a lot of teachers fleeing the state.
Mm-hmm. Or retiring.
Or retiring.
Or young. I mean, I think the average now is like people who come out of school, they last at most 5 years in teaching because there's just no. Do you want to stay in a job where at the same time as you're told, teach this child, his parents screaming at you, don't tell my child what to do or don't teach my child? I mean, it's not what it used to. I mean, is since Act 10. It has opened the floodgates for people just to be openly hostile at teachers and say these horrible things about them. You know, they're takers. They're moochers. It's like a good teacher makes, I think, maybe 50 grand a year. And that's someone who's been working for a long time.
Yes.
I just don't know, Todd, where this is going to go. I mean, if this has any shot.
Well, I mean, I hope it does, quite frankly. I was actually in the Capitol, working in the Capitol for a Republican state senator, my former emphasis, former party. And I was a witness, firsthand witness to basically all this stuff on Act 10. Of course, my former boss, Dale Schultz, was the only Republican member of the state Senate to vote against Act 10. And I could tell you stories ad nauseum about it. To pertaining to this particular issue, this is another great reason why elections matter and why the Supreme Court elections matter, and Justice Janet Protasiewicz getting elected and put it into the liberal hands 4-3. Because I think if you look in this article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Jane, that you forwarded, that you're basing this off, it's great reporting, right? Because a couple of things. A, there's a line in here that says public workers earning 50 grand, to your point, Greg, a year, saw their take-home pay shrink by about 8.5% because they had to pay more for their benefits, according to the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau. Republicans have touted the law's savings, and it gave elected officials and public more control of government. Repealing Act 10, quote, would bankrupt schools and local governments right after we gave them a historic funding increase, according to our friend, what is he, Greg Bach?
Popcorn King.
Robert Voss. Now, let me tell you something on this. As a former state legislative employee, when you talk about savings, you know, that under Act 10, public employees had to pay more for their benefits.
Right.
That's 100% right. Guess who didn't have to pay more for their benefits? Legislators and their legislative staff. When I left public service in the legislature in 2015, guess how much I was paying for my monthly premium for my health insurance and benefits?
$75.
$78.
Seriously.
$78 a month, and I had Cadillac health insurance. Nearly no deductible for any office call, could see any specialist I wanted, $5 to $10 at most for a deductible for my prescription drugs. Cadillac health insurance, $78 a month in 2015, post-Act 10. The legislature carved out a niche for themselves and their staff while sticking it to other public employees like, shall we mention, people like our law enforcement. And this was another thing that just absolutely was astounding. They left people like the state patrol and firefighters and cops alone. And guess who else they screwed over? The Capitol Police.
Yep.
The very people that protected Republicans and Scott Walker during the protests. By the way, they really didn't have to because 100,000 people were very peaceful, as it turns out, in those protests. But all this protection by the Capitol Police, and who do Republicans screw over with Act 10? The Capitol Police.
Wow.
How's that for backing the badge?
Wow. That's if you're just joining us, we're talking about a lawsuit that was filed last week in Dane County Circuit Court attempting to overturn Act 10 that was enacted by the Walker administration. And what I also remember specifically about that, Todd, is that Scott Walker never mentioned that when he was on the campaign trail.
No.
Never.
No.
Never came up. There was no hint of it. It wasn't even on anybody's radar, except, I assume, within certain halls in the state capitol.
I'll tell you, he came into the Senate Republican caucus, a closed caucus, he and his chief of staff and a couple others, to tell us, or to tell my bosses, you know, the Republican senators, what he was going to do. And I believe, and I'll clean it up for radio, my boss's first words upon hearing this in the closed Senate caucus after Walker was elected was, Jesus blanking blank.
I mean,
my boss was the third ranking Republican in the Senate caucus at the time, and he had no clue until Walker was sworn into office what the real intentions were.
Even though cops, and I don't know about firefighters, but it's no surprise that cops, even though in a union they tend to vote Republican, that's, you know, there was, I remember when they endorsed him, even a ripple of, that's odd. We can't put our finger on it, but it just seems weird that they're coming out all of a sudden and just endorsing him. And
right.
It just, like, now I know why.
We'll keep this conversation going. 844-967-2789. 844-96.
Party.
Join us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Makes me some kind of Superman. Oh.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your News Talk and Sports Station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey, Metnair in Fort Kristen, Bry. We got Calvin on the board, Greg Bach with me in studio, and Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show across the Civic Media Network every weekday from noon until 2 o'clock, talking about a lawsuit that was filed last week in Dane County Circuit Court in an effort to overturn the Act 10 that was enacted under the Scott Walker administration. Wondering if that affected you, if you're a teacher, maybe you were someone else considered one of these general employees who did not get to, who lost their rights to collectively bargain, in essence. 844-967-2789. Would it be a good thing for Act 10 to be overturned? Sharky from Racine, blah, 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 it's Monday, is on the line. Good morning, Sharky. Thank you for joining us.
And thank you for taking my call. You know, I was in law enforcement for over 20 years, and I was a union leader at the same time. I felt bad for the teachers, because in my world, there's two major heroes. One is a teacher, one is an astronaut. You take an astronaut, he puts a rocket around his buttocks, and he flies to the moon and back. That's pretty damn cool, okay? And then you got these beautiful teachers who are the other heroes in my world, that they're actually standing in front of children without a baseball bat in their hand, with all the toleration. God bless them, people. But we cannot forget the issues of, you know, Act 10 and how it turned everybody against each other. And during my time, during Act 10, I was part of the liaison for security. And a lot of ugliness went against the teachers and all the debates and all the targeting of people who signed the recalls. And they were used against these people. People lost their jobs because of their positions they were holding throughout. And it was an ugly time. Even though I was, in the union, and I protected my people in a good way, and being responsible, I felt terrible because, I mean, the teachers, like I said, as you can see, they're truly my hero, and I felt bad like that, and I'm glad it's well overdue to get these teachers back on board.
Sharky, this is Todd. Really appreciate you calling in. I know we've talked to you on our program before, too. Here's a question I have for you as a former law enforcement official, because we talked before the break about the Capitol Police not being included in this, but also left out were the conservation wardens who were unprotected. Jim Palmer, executive director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association, according to this story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, said that what it came down to was that the wardens didn't neatly fit into the category of, quote, public safety officials, unquote. Sharky, as a former police or a former law enforcement official, talk to our audience a little bit about what conservation wardens really do when it comes to public safety.
Well, conservation wards will go through an entire state. They keep our gaming in positions, the deer hunting, the safety of guns, the safety of water, the safety of the air. I mean, they're out there making sure everyone's where they're supposed to be and done in a fair fashion.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to, is it true, particularly, I come from a rural area in southwest Wisconsin. There are places, municipalities, that either don't have their own dedicated law enforcement official, villages, right. unincorporated areas, but there is a conservation warden. And oftentimes, whether it's a traffic accident, when there's a domestic violence call, that sort of thing, the conservation warden actually fills in for local law enforcement officials. It goes way beyond fishing and hunting. Is that correct, Sharkey?
Absolutely. You know, and I could tell you that all the way back to 1984, when the Posse Comitatus was actually in Tiger Tindells, I was part of a secret mission in May of 1984. They were part of that whole deal when they went into Tiger Tindells to relieve them from their village. And they did it peacefully, thank God, without a shot being fired. But that was a secret mission after Waco. We learned from Waco what that turned out to be. And we did it without a shot being fired.
So, Sharkey, in your estimation, I would assume that these conservation wardens should be considered law enforcement like police, correct?
Absolutely, and I have to tell you, I'm a little bit embarrassed, but you know, I'm 64 now, so I forgot the fact that they were no longer included in that, and I'm embarrassed to say that, but they should have been included, and as well as the teachers. I mean, this is just a Walker stinky pants. It was disgusting.
There's a T-shirt there somewhere, Sharkey. Thank you so much for the call. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Should Act 10 be repealed? Do you think that's a good thing? Do you think that's a bad thing? Again, I think people forget that one of the reasons the recall happened is because Scott Walker never mentioned this when he was on the campaign trail and then came out and blindsided, from what Todd has said, even blindsided many members of the Wisconsin Republican Party.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what Sharkey is getting to here is Jane, what you posed at the beginning of this segment, is does this have a chance, or why is it being brought before the courts? And what Sharkey is pointing out here from a firsthand perspective is because it was applied unevenly. How can you say that, you know, we're going to carve out, and look, I don't think that, you know, firefighters and police officers should have been under this either. So I'm happy that they were left out of this, but so should conservation wardens be protected, Capitol Police, teachers. It was a terrible piece of legislation. It was completely political. It was based on Scott Walker wanting to be the president of the United States, and it did for 15 minutes. He had his national moment of fame across America. It petered out pretty darn quickly, kind of like Doug Burgum, even worse.
Thank you. I was just going to say that.
Wait, who? Who are you talking about? Who's this guy?
But the point of this lawsuit is, and the premise is, as I understand it, and I'm no Matt Flynn or Maggie Dawn, but as I understand it, they're going before the court saying, look, this is unconstitutional because it was applied unevenly. And for that reason, I think it does stand a chance of being overturned.
The other thing that will always stay with me, I will never, ever, ever forget, I believe it was Bill O'Reilly on Fox News reporting on the protests in Madison. And they used footage, and this was happening in February. They used footage of people protesting, and there were palm trees in the background in Madison in February.
And the Capitol building said Hotel California.
The Art Deco is beautiful.
Yeah. We're going to keep this going. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bus boy, Bob. News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Senate's new Democratic minority leader has a good relationship with Governor Evers and can work with Republican Majority Leader Devin Lemahue. That's according to J.R. Ross of WisPolitics on WISN-TV's Upfront. Senate Democrats chose Diane Hasselbein of Middleton to take over now that Melissa Agard is running for Dane County Executive. Ross says it remains to be seen if Hasselbein is an effective fundraiser. Airports around Wisconsin are getting money for safety and infrastructure upgrades. The Federal Aviation Administration is giving out $38 million in airport improvement grants. The money will upgrade runways, terminals, and roads. There are also plans for sustainability projects. The grants are part of a growing list of Wisconsin projects as part of the bipartisan infrastructure law. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Mayor Katie Rosenberg announces the city of Wausau has filed complaints against 15 PFAS manufacturers and 61 insurance companies. The national law firm, Napoli Shikolnik, has filed the lawsuits on the city's behalf. Attorney Paul J. Napoli stated, "The extent of the city of Wausau's PFAS is well documented, and we will vigorously pursue justice for the city and its taxpayers." The mayor has long worked to secure clean water for Wausau residents. Mayor Rosenberg said, "Wausau residents and policymakers rallied to ensure that every Wausau Waterworks customer can trust what is coming out of their tap, but it came at great public expense. We are demanding that those responsible for the contamination are held accountable to the people of Wausau." There's a ceremony this week Thursday in Wisconsin Rapids to remember and honor a date which will live in infamy. Join members at VFW Post 2534 at 10 a.m. on December 7th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The Packers beat the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers beat the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football, the final. Green Bay 27, the Chiefs 19. Jordan Love with three touchdowns, a quarterback rating of 118 on what's been working for him.
Understanding where I need to go with the ball, but they've been doing a great job giving me time. And then receivers, obviously, just they're having awareness of when they need to be open. It's definitely something we as a team have just been, we've practiced.
Chiefs coach Andy Reid.
They use the clock. They were letting it run down to that 5 seconds and below, and they were getting first down.
The Packers play the Giants next on Monday night. NBA, the Bucks beat the Hawks 132-121. They take on the Knicks tomorrow night. Cam Payne on shooting a season-high 18 points.
Finally got one in front of the fans. I appreciate the support, man, but I'm going to keep bringing that energy. Y'all keep bringing that energy, man, and we're going to keep getting wins.
That's the Bucks' Cam Payne. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 36 this afternoon, under overcast skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, chance for snow showers 26. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Hello, Wausau. If you're listening on WXCO and in Wisconsin Rapids on WFHR, you can always join us at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party!
Greg Bach with me in studio, Calvin on the board. Todd Alba, our friend and colleague, joins us every Monday in the first hour. You can catch him right after our show from noon to 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network. We were talking about the lawsuit filed last week in Dane County Circuit Courts to repeal or overturn Act 10, which was instituted under the Walker administration. 844-967-2789. Were you affected by Act 10? What was the impact of that? Pat from Wind Lake, thank you so much for your patience. Pat, good morning. What did you want to say?
Thanks for taking my call, Jane. I was not impacted by Act 10, but, you know, in my lifestyle, and I've been retired now a couple of years, but I worked 48 years, and I've always been able to make my case to my supervisor. Well, almost always been able to make my case. So I didn't need representation. Now, there are certainly companies that do not treat their employees as well as I have been treated. And when a third party comes in and makes the decision for others, then that's, I'm going to stand up against that. It's just wrong. You know, if the parties involved want to, you know, vote themselves out of a union or vote themselves into a union, then go for it. But to have a third party come in and make a decision for them, that's just wrong, in my opinion.
And the whole thing, too, Pat, again, I go back to Scott Walker never campaigned on this. There was never a peep about any of this. And then once he was elected, it was like, oh, hello, surprise, here's what we're going to do. And I think that is bad.
Totally agree with that. That's a concealed lie is what it is.
Thank you so much, Pat. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789 if you'd like to join us.
It's the concealed lie along with the unfairness, along with everything that makes me feel like, you know, I can't tell you how a judge is going to rule or how a court's going to come down. But I feel like there is enough, I don't want to say evidence, but just there's enough there to make someone go, this doesn't look right. It's never looked right. And, you know, I went to the Capitol protest back when it happened. It was a beautiful thing, and you know, at the end of the day, it didn't end up like getting what they wanted. But now, many years later, we can look back and be like, hey, yeah, this was smelly from the start.
Absolutely. There's no question. Todd, I want to go back to what you had mentioned about health care and your health insurance while you were working for a Republican state lawmaker, and they gave themselves and their staff this great deal in this under the umbrella of Act 10, and then let everybody else fend for themselves. I have this terrible vision of some of these guys behind closed doors just rubbing their hands going, yeah, let's stick it to them. Like Tommy Thompson said, let's stick it to Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. What was the general, I mean, were they gleeful?
There were some people, some Republicans, and make clear on the healthcare thing, that affected all legislators and all legislative staff, regardless of party. It wasn't
Understood.
Just a carve out for Republicans.
No, I understand.
You know, all of them benefited on that deal.
Right.
But yeah, it was a surreal time. I think I've told it on this show or others. I came to work one day and the door I usually went to the Capitol was blocked by all this mass of people. And it turned out that Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton were holding a press conference there. It was just, I mean, I never thought I'd see that coming to work in a day. But inside, I think, you know, certainly my boss, there were others that while they voted in favor of Act 10, did so, I would say they were ill for doing it and felt forced into it. Otherwise, they would be primaried, like my former boss would have been had he chosen to run for re-election. There were certainly people in that caucus that were giddy. That's a word I've used on other things they did. But yeah, I mean, this was a partisan attack by Scott Walker and the inner workings of the Republican Party at the time. It was for political reasons, because teachers union in particular, led for a long time by the great Maury Andrews, a friend of mine who has unfortunately now passed away. They were a political force to be reckoned with. The deal was that Morris Andrews and Tommy Thompson, while at one time arch enemies, worked with each other. and actually, you know, move forward. And in their later lives, Tommy and Maury became close allies and close friends. And there were a lot of, you know, I would call them, I don't know, so secret, but there were phone calls being, people might remember the Democrats in the state Senate left the state and went to Rockford, Illinois, right, to try to postpone this vote on Act 10. And there were a lot of people, including Tommy Thompson at the time, who were having quiet discussions with people like Fred Risser, the longtime Democratic Senate president and leader of the Democrats, and others, and Bob Jauch and Tim Cullen, trying to find compromise. But yes, there was certainly a wing of the Republican Party, certainly within the Senate Republican Caucus, who were ecstatic about finally breaking the teachers union. And I want to remind people, because I come from a family of educators, this is not just about affecting the salaries of teachers, who Greg pointed out more often than not are vastly underpaid for what they're expected to
do. Absolutely.
This also affects their ability to negotiate on things like their prep period, being told that they really don't get one. You just have to keep working and can't prepare for this. Your time that you spend, there is an inordinate amount for people who aren't familiar with teaching. They're called IEPs, it's individual something program, where each kid, if they have a learning disability, behavioral issues, teachers have to do all this paperwork and sit down with counselors, and this is all done outside the classroom. So all of these things that teachers are expected to do besides teach, they don't have any power. And by the way, teachers' health care skyrocketed in most districts, and we're forced to go to other providers because teachers no longer have the ability to bargain over their benefits.
844-967-2789. Karina on the phone from Milwaukee. Good morning, Karina. Thank you for joining us.
Hi. Good morning. Well, you see, I'm not that good at everything, what is going on, because most of it doesn't make sense, honestly. The only thing... What does make sense? Well, the first of all, if you break the system for education, us for teachers who's bringing education to your kids, and continuously destroy the trust into the system of education, then the future generation is going to be easy to manipulate because they are not educated enough. One, two, with all this corruption, you know, when you are in America, you see USSR when it falls apart because of the military raids. But actually, when you're inside USSR, you see it as not a military raid, as that it's the party starts stealing money. Making themselves special, putting themselves in the conditions where they have a better healthcare, a better ways of obtaining benefits for themselves. So the Soviet Union itself fell apart because of the corruption and bureaucracy. And this is what I see, the little things, in especially in the Republican Party, that this is what they do. They pulling the blanket for themselves, and they leaving the rest of the country completely open and vulnerable. And they leaving the country vulnerable in the worst places. Who would ever thought to make money on your own people who are sick and need education?
Thank you, Karina. Appreciate your call. 844-967-2789. Jim from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, Jim. We're talking about Act 10 and this lawsuit that was filed this week. What do you want to say?
Thank you. Well, after more than 40 years in education and many different positions, I agree with what was been said about the financial and the ability to control wages, hours, working conditions that you talked about. And of course, all that went to heck at the point that Walker gave everybody the surprise of his bomb. But there's another thing that people seldom mention, and that during that period of time, I saw education in Wisconsin and a number of districts that I worked really improving.
DPI, with the Department of Public Instruction, with strong leadership, teachers, administrators, and school boards were working together collegially. Teachers were really, there was a great staff development taking place in the best knowledge of how students learn. Curriculum instruction was improving. It was becoming a focus in the districts. And all of a sudden, that fell completely apart because people were not getting along, first of all, the attitude-wise, but also there just wasn't funding for that type of thing. And it was left on the table, and all people want to talk about is dollars and cents and power. And it's really unfortunate because I saw Wisconsin move from what I thought was a real progressive state educationally and one of the national leaders to becoming one of the farthest behind. It really did turn us into Mississippi.
Yep, you're not wrong about that, Jim. You really aren't. Thank you so much for the call. We were leading the nation. We were an educational role model for the rest of the country for decades and decades and decades until this happened. And just my personal opinion, but I think this is part of a larger attack on public education in order to ultimately kill public education and get everybody into a private school.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I would say a couple of quick things. A, to your point, Jane, this has divided, I think Greg mentioned it too, this has divided our state like nothing, certainly in my lifetime. And what's ironic about it is Republicans who tend to represent more of the rural areas of the state, this is an attack and an assault on them. In places like Ithaca, Wisconsin, right outside Richland Center, our colleague Phil Lee called the Ithaca State baseball game when they came from behind, that great call, that great game. Ithaca schools are the community of Ithaca.
Sure.
It's an incorporated village. And what these attacks on public education are doing are assaulting our rural communities across this state. My former boss, Dale Schultz, in this past, he said, we have decided, meaning the Republicans, minus him, to create a two-class education system in this state, and fast forward, and that's where we are.
Yep.
And finally, I'll say this. In Robin Voss's, Speaker Voss's own district, lies Burlington School District. He is a graduate of Burlington. Burlington is facing a referendum this spring in April, the Burlington School District. If it fails, it will mean the immediate suspension of virtually all sports, including football. So all you people who love, as I do, to go to a Friday Night Lights football game, go to see your kids play sports, guess what? Burlington is facing the extinction of that in Robin Voss's own district. How's that bringing us together? How's that working out?
And I wonder sometimes, Todd, if it's not people my age, because I'm 63, don't have kids, never had kids in the public education system, who can just blow this off and say, yeah, well, again, I don't have kids, I don't care. This is going to have major impact on all of our lives.
Yes. Not to mention the people, the economy. I mean, guess what? Many times, I've said this before, many times, the spouses of teachers end up using the school district insurance for health care while they're out being a plumber or an electrician or whatever in the trades or a carpenter where they don't or running a retail shop. But their health care comes from their spouse or their significant other who's a teacher. This is, and guess what? Teachers spend locally because they want to support the families of their kids they teach. It is a circle of life, as they say in The Lion King.
Well, and as you said, they support their classrooms in so many ways that most of us do not appreciate and recognize. They're buying supplies for their classrooms with their own money.
It's gotten so bad that there is now a website where you can donate to teachers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I love the idea, but that shouldn't exist in this country, period. Those teachers should be funded, taken care of, and admired for what they're doing, and stop politicians saying, teachers are the backbone. Teachers are our heroes. Start
prove it.
Doing things that make them feel like it.
844-967-2789. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I know you let the wrong word slip by kissing persuasive lips. The odds are you want to live to see tomorrow. Secret.
is the Shaw, WAUK.
RPG came through the belly of the air.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. No one was moving, no one was there. The septic had backed up, there was yuck everywhere. It wasn't a good thing, no, not at all, to have that smell linger through bathroom and hall. Mom was left crying, the kids plugged their noses. Dad tried to fix it with buckets and hoses. But then came the answer for everyone there. They called Crockett Septic in their time of despair. Crockett Septic came running with the help that they needed. The family was saved, the problem was treated. Crockett Septic had fixed it, the problem was gone. No smell in the house, no leak on the lawn. And now there's no reason for the family to cry. Even the Crockett Septic truck smelled like sweet cherry pie. They jumped in their honey wagon and drove out of sight with a Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Crockett Septic can handle all your septic, holding tank, and porta potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 712-3456. Merry Christmas from everyone at Crockett Septic.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. We got Calvin on the board, Greg Bach with me in studio, Todd Allbutt joining us as he does every Monday from 10 to 11. And you can always chime in too at 844-967-2789-844-96.
Party.
We're going to talk about last night's Packer game in just a little bit and the T. Swift and Simone Biles energy. But right now we're going to wrap up our conversation about a lawsuit filed last week in Dane County to overturn Act 10 that was instituted under the Scott Walker administration. Cindy, thank you for your patience. Cindy calling from Appleton. What did you want to say about Act 10?
Hello. Well, I have a couple of things. First of all, I just got off the phone with Governor Evers' office reiterating my call from last week that Jay Rothman needs to be expelled from his job.
Fantastic.
And I would just like to say that I am one of the people, I'm 67 years old, never had children, will not have grandchildren, but I still care about an education system because I understand that an educated public benefits me, benefits my community, benefits the state, benefits the nation, benefits the country, because who's the next person that might come up with a cure for cancer or whatever? So this is what we get from an educated public. And I just don't understand how people can't figure that out. And even if you're older, you should still care about the people that are going to be taking care of you over the next 10 or 20 years.
Hopefully, right? Hopefully they're going to be taking care of you over the next 10 or 20 years. That's a really good point, Cindy.
Yep. So anyway, that's just my feeling. I am, Act 10 is horrible. I'm a union employed person, and I just think what they did was despicable, and shame on Scott Walker and all those god-awful Republicans.
He has no
Thank
shame.
You, Cindy. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. We got a couple texts.
We got a text from the 715. I worked at a large veterans home during this time. Almost overnight, our union hall, which was across the street, was put up for sale. Immediately, staff were treated differently and working conditions deteriorated. Any staff close to retirement did, and newer staff left at the same time as many benefits that the veterans were taken. Wait, sorry, here we go. At that same time, many benefits that the veterans had were taken away or decreased. Thousands of nurses, along with teachers, retired at that time.
That's it's just a shame. And like, I believe it was Jim from Milwaukee who said that, you know, teachers are among his heroes, or it was Sharkey, I think, who said that.
Yes.
And I agree. Teachers are heroes. Who goes into this thinking it's going to be a cakewalk, especially nowadays? And a texter from the 541 says, here's your GOP plan. Defund child care so one parent has to stay home. Defund public schools so those parents already staying home can start homeschooling.
Mm-hmm.
Now spend taxes on stadiums that will be empty in 30 years because the kids who are homeschooled don't have the skills or experience to play at pro levels.
Well, they're gonna, if it's like Burlington, they're going to get their school sports taken away, so they won't even play there.
Right.
If your kid has any sort of
athletic
talent, they're going to have to do a private school, or they have to transfer to another area. I mean, the knock-on effects are ridiculous, and yet here are GOP leaders saying more school choice money. Yeah. And what you've been saying for a while, women just stay home and have babies.
Exactly. Just stay home, ladies. All right, moving on. Packers beat the Chiefs 27-19 last night at Lambeau Field. What was your biggest takeaway from that, Todd?
A couple of things. Number one, we haven't mentioned, I'll just mention it quickly because Jane told me over the weekend, I'm very excited about this. I followed protocol. Today is brown shoe and sock day. So, yes, I've got my brown shoes
nice.
And my sexy socks on. So,
nice,
you know,
nice,
I don't,
oh, nice leg,
knock something over.
Break
nice,
the anyway, place, Todd.
Nice leg action, yep. Todd. That's good.
Thanks. Well, I'm no Simone Biles.
You're pretty bendy.
I was going to say.
Pretty bendy.
I
just wanted to get that in there. It is brown shoe and sock day, which I did not know was a thing. But I think it brought the Packers luck. Here's my big takeaway. Jordan Love is the real deal. I've not been a harsh critic, but I've been one of those saying, look, there is no way the Packers can have three Hall of Fame quarterbacks in a row. It just ain't going to happen.
What are the odds?
I was a little harsh on that pick of Jordan Love. Holy cow. You give him some receivers that can hang on to a ball. A couple of those passes last night, I mean, you got Chris Collinsworth comparing him to Favre and Aaron Rodgers right there. It was a fantastic game. I thought it was the most complete game on both sides of the ball I've seen the Packers play all year. I'm a believer. Not a Justin Beaver, but a believer. And I'm in on Jordan Love. I'm in on the Pack. It is time. Here come the playoffs.
Well, and we could actually get into the playoffs now, right? Because after that abysmal start, now all of a sudden, what are we, six and six?
Yep. And they've got the I believe the next four teams ahead of them all have a losing record. There are the Giants are up next at New York. I believe their quarterback who has been injured, it was announced this morning, is coming off the injured reserve. So that will give the Giants a little bit of hope. But I think the Packers have a great shot. Of course, we still have to play the terrible Chicago Bears. And wouldn't it be fantastic? That'd be fantastic if we seize a playoff wild card spot against Chicago Bears.
Yeah. Aren't the Bears our last game of the season?
Yes.
So they were our first and last game?
Yes. Yes.
Now, I thought I heard something over the weekend, though, that if we want the Packers to get into the playoffs, we might have to root for the Vikings.
And the room goes silence.
Oh, God, that'd be terrible.
I know.
How do you root for the Vikings? Well, I think the Packers still play the Vikings at least one more time. They got to play the Vikings and the Bears. So, I mean, beat the Vikings, you beat the Bears, you beat the New York Giants.
You know,
we should be pretty good.
If you're a fan, then you suck it up and you say, go purple and yellow. For
just for the good
for
of the
three
whole.
Hours,
right? For
three
the good
hours.
Of the whole.
Right.
All right.
Right.
All right. What is coming up on your fine program today, Todd Alba?
Oh, my goodness gracious. We're going to catch up on some of the news of the week. Going to talk about the Trumpster a little bit and some of the threats to democracy. There was a great story this morning, and I believe you had it in the notes as well, Jane. I saw it on CBS this morning. Major Garrett, one of my favorite reporters for CBS, did a great piece on, I believe it was Texas. I'll get the state right by the time our show starts. But it was this group of mainly white women who are challenging voter rolls and getting predominantly minority folks, black and brown folks, kicked off the voter rolls moving into 2024. This is something that's serious, and it's a quiet thing that's happening, but it's having a dramatic effect. So we'll talk about that.
All right. Thank you so much, Todd Alba. Really appreciate it. Catch his show starting at noon today right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to catch up with the news. When we come back, we're talking Foxconn and the latest deal in Mount Pleasant. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Southeast Wisconsin.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Badger fans, ring in the holiday season with your Wisconsin men's hockey team. Don't miss out on your chance to cheer on Mike Hastings and the Badgers as they take on Big Ten foes on home ice at the Kohl Center. For more information on Wisconsin men's hockey and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court's begun hearing a challenge to a controversial settlement with opioid maker Purdue Pharma and the family that owns the company. Deputy Solicitor General Curtis Gannon.
The Sackler family members took billions of dollars from Purdue in the year.